朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
请我们一起打开历代志下34章。
Let's open our Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下34章第一节到第三节。
2 Chronicles chapter 34 verses 1 through 3.
我们一起来读。约西亚登基的时候年八岁，
对耶路撒冷
王王王王王王王王王
And he did right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David, and did not turn aside to the right or to the left. But in the eighth year of his reign, while he was still a young youth, he began to seek the Lord, God of his father David. And in the twelfth year, he began to worship the Lord in Jerusalem, on the high places, and Asherim carved images and the molten images.
This is in the Bible, which records the last good king of the Jews.
This is in the history of Judah, the very, very last good king.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果跟着圣经一起读下来，读完历代志的话。
If you should follow the schedule of reading the Bible through, and when you come across this Chronicles,
你就会发现写历代志的这个人或者以斯拉具有一种特别的表现的方法。
Then you will know that the author,who is Ezra, has a special way of expressing this part of history. Now, from this repetition of facts, we can know the simple message he's trying to bring out. Now, in the Chronicles, and also the same in Kings,
他总是一开始记载某某君王什么时候开始在位，做王多少年，然后神对他的一个估价，到底他是好王还是坏的君王。
It always, he always recorded that a certain king was, starting to reign the whole place, and then eventually will come to the evaluation of the Lord to his work.
他就在这里说到约西亚是行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫的寻求他的神。
And here it recorded Josiah is the one that seek after the Lord of his father David. So here there's a very simple principle that how is it like to be a good king or a bad king? And the good king is the one who put God in the first place. He seeks the Lord first for all the foundations of ruling. And his behavior and everything was following his father David. Because David is the one who followed the Lord. The more he's following the walk of David, the more he will be right on the right path of the spiritual way. So among all the 19 kings of the king of Israel, the Lord all have different evaluations.
We found in以色列十九个君王里面有十八个神没有好的评语。
Among these 19 kings, 18 of them, the Lord did not have very good words about them.
连那仅有的一个神对他的评语也是半个是好的。
Even that only one, the Lord only gave him about, now it was half good, half bad.
这就是我们以前讲过耶户王朝的情形。
That is the king of, Jeho.
那么弟兄姊妹们在南国怎么样情形呢？
And how about in the south?
或者我要对第一次听这些信息人做个简单的说明。
Or probably I should give a very simple explanation.
当所罗门做王之后，国就分裂了。
After King Solomon, the whole nation split into two.
罗伯安因为他刚愎自用，神就把他的国家分为两个。
Roboam, because his stubbornness, the Lord divide his kingdom into two.
北国的新王19个，在虽然是神所允许的，但是他们并没有真正的跟随神。
The North kings, 19 of them, although the Lord did, set them up, but they were not following the Lord at all.
南国的君王也有正好也有19个。
And the south side just so happened it also has 19 kings.
19个都是大卫的后裔。
And all of them are the descendant of King David.
里面有许多君王，他们是跟随大卫他们祖先的榜样。
And quite a few of them follow the footsteps of David.
大帝做来的约沙法之前都是非常好的君王。
Overall, before Josiah, they're all pretty, Jehoshaphat, they're all pretty good.
为什么这就是为上次我们讲约沙法的这个君王的故事?
That's why we mentioned that king last time.
等到约沙法做王之后, 因为他和亚哈家就是北国的君王结亲,
but then we realized that after a while, they married the daughter of the king of the north.
所以北国那些偶像拜偶像的风气也带到犹大来了。
So that brought in all the idol worshipping.
从约大法以后的君王中间好坏一半。
So after Jehoshaphat, there were about half good kings and half bad kings.
那些跟随以色列的君王的，那些学习以色列榜样的，就被神所咒诅。
Those who followed the pattern and the idol worshipping from the north, they were cursed by the Lord.
那些跟随大卫和他们榜样的。 就被神祝福，并且被神称赞，也在他的国家中间带进许许多多的复兴。
And those who followed the way of David, they were pleased in the sight of the Lord, and then their revival in the nation.
那么约西亚就是在这样一种复兴跟衰败交替中间最后一个好的君王。
And Josiah is the very very last king after all these up and downs.
从这些君王的兴替中间，我们也看见神的忍耐。
And from all these history, we can also see the patience of our Lord.
一直到有一天，神对于犹大君王的失败也是无可再忍的时候，就命定咒诅和灭亡也要临到犹大。
Now until one day, the Lord can no longer tolerate the corruptions in the nation, that the curse and punishment was inevitable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，对于那些我们心里面尊重神公义的人，我们要知道神并非不审判。
So for those who really understand the Lord's righteousness, that we understand that He cannot not judge.
对于那些相信神是慈爱的，我们也看见神恒久的忍耐。
And also for those who love the Lord, we can see that His long suffering and the patience and love and loving kindness.
对于认识神的信实的人，我们更能够这样说。
And also for those who trust the Lord, we can say so too.
因为他与大卫家立约，要有他的儿子永远坐在宝座上面。
Because the Lord did have set covenant with David that his sons shall be on the throne.
有一天，犹大国就再复兴。
So one day that the king Judah was revived.
而从大卫的后裔里面就得着一位坐在宝座上。
And there's one from the family of David was on the throne.
这一位就是犹太人所说的弥赛亚。This is
Messiah was proclaimed by Jews.
这也是我们今天所相信的耶稣基督。And
this is also the one we believe today, Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论从哪个角度来看，我们读历代志，对于我们整个神的计划有一种非常全面扩大的认识。So
when we study the book of Chronicles, we really have an overview of God's will and God's way.
我也盼望借着这样交通。 对我们属灵的方向和目的有更确定的标准。
And also I really expecting that after with this kind of a fellowship that we will have a more secure sight of God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，约西亚是最后一个好的君王，刚才我们已经说过。
Now Josiah is the very very last good king.
这也是我们今天交通的主题。
And this is also the topic of today.
那么弟兄姊妹们，约西亚好在哪里呢？
Now what's so good about him?
从这里一开始我们就讲，他8岁做王，是一个非常年轻的王。
Now here we know that he became a king when he was only 8.
也许当他做完前面七年，圣经没有记载什么。Maybe
the very first 7 years the Bible did not record much.
因为他可能还完全受他母亲的影响，他母亲是个很不错的妇人。Because
he was probably still under the total influence of his mother, who is a very very nice woman.
但是圣经这里开始第八年的时候，他开始寻求神了。But
ever since the 8th year. He's starting to seek after the Lord.
所以我在讲弟兄姊妹们，什么叫寻求神？
Now what is this? What's the meaning of seeking after the Lord?
第八年的时候，他不过15岁多一点。
On the 8th year, he's only 15 years old.
跟我们这里的少年聚会的年龄差不多。
It's just like our people in our youth group.
我们要对这些少年人提一个问题，到底什么叫寻求神？
Now I would like to ask the members in our youth group, what does it mean to seek after the Lord?
到了12年的时候，他开始就接近犹大和耶路撒冷。
After the 12 years, he's starting to clean up the, Jerusalem and the whole field of Judah.
他第十二年的时候，他年龄是19岁20岁左右。
So that's when he's only about 19 or 20 years old.
那是我们大学生的年龄。
That's in our college group.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看神的工作，当他一个人年幼的时候，就已经开始为他量定。
So in God's way, even when someone's very young, the Lord already measured out the way for him.
到底约西亚从这个属灵的地方出发，达成了什么事情，什么任务呢？
Now starting from this spiritual point, how much did Josiah accomplish?
我们从历代志和列王记两本书里面看见，他一共有四件事情在神的面前蒙他的悦纳。
Now if we study both Chronicles and the Kings, then we realize there are four things that he accomplished.
第一件事情就是他大屠偶像。
First of all, he destroyed all idols.
这件事情在列王记下24章里面记得非常非常详细。
And that was recorded in very, very detail in the second king.
第二件事情就是他修理耶和华的殿。
Now the second thing is that he repaired the temple of the Lord.
历代之下34章、35章34章和列王记下24章都一样记得清楚。
Now, it was the same recorded on both, in the 2nd Chronicles chapter 33 through 35, and also the 2nd King chapter 24.
第三件事情他做的是什么呢？就是恢复，第三件事情就是他遵行耶和华的律法。
Now, thirdly, that he followed the law of the Lord.
第四件事情就是他守逾越节。
And the fourth thing is that he observed Passover.
也许我在这边需要把一些新约的应用放在诸位的面前。
Maybe I should imply some practical aspect in the view of New Testament time.
在新约的时候，除偶像是什么意思呢？
Now in the New Testament time, what does it really mean of destroying the idol?
当然，我们每个人今天都明白，偶像是外面那些看得见的事情。
Now we all know that idols means those that we can see outwardly.
就是不同的宗教所拜的神。
Are those gods that was worshipped by different in different religion?
那你说我们今天都是信耶稣的，身上没有偶像。
So you say, well, today we're all Christians and we don't have that idol.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们看看约西亚和除偶像的范围之后，我们就要承认，在我们里面除偶像的程度不如约西亚。
Now, if we look at Josiah, the way that he removed all those idols and the extent that he works this way, that we will realize that in us, the removing of idol is not much.
在旧约的时候，除去偶像，下一个动作就是洁净。
Now in the Old Testament, once the idol was removed, the second thing follows is to cleanse that place. So to purify the purification of our spiritual life means removing of the idols.
第二件事情什么叫修殿？
Now,
修殿之后他就带进立位整体的侍奉。
Now the second thing, he repaired the temple and afterwards brought in the service of Levi.
那么什么叫立位的侍奉呢？今天我们说起来就是教会里面弟兄姊妹们肢体配搭的侍奉。
That means today, our brothers and sisters in church, that we serve the Lord together.
因为今天我们新约的时候，每一个信徒在神面前地位都是祭司，都是立位人。
Because today in the New Testament time, every single one of us in front of in the sight of the Lord are priests, are those Levites.
所以这里就讲到我们在主的面前，在教会里面侍奉的情形。
So that really signifies the serving of the Lord in church.
第三，他们在神的面前重新立约，遵行神的律法。
Now the thirdly, that they made a new covenant before the Lord, that they want to follow the laws of the Lord.
神的话被尊重。
Because then God's word was being respected.
这里就讲了一切的教导，一切的侍奉的原则从哪里出来的。
And here it leads out all the principles and the teachings of the spiritual principle.
一个健全的教会，一个成长的教会，一个蒙神悦纳的教会，没有办法依靠自己，不依靠神的话语。
Now, a healthy church, a so-called church on the right track, cannot but depend on the word of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们对于神话语的尊重和学习要决定我们复兴的层面有多深。
Now, the way we honor the word of Lord, it really, indicate how much a revival we can receive.
我心里面实在非常喜乐，因为最近这些日子以来，我发现 我们所发的读经日影80本都发完了。
I was really happy because I found out that the schedule for the daily Bible study was all gone.
那些后来的人就没有要不到了。
And some people wanted it and cannot have them anymore.
我们希望弟兄姊妹争先恐后来读神的话语。
I really was pleased that our brothers and sisters are in such an effort trying to read the Bible.
第四件事情讲月节出去，月节是什么意思呢
？And the fourth thing that they observe Passovers.
月节一个最好的应用就是神的儿女传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Now the best application for in this case will be the preaching of the gospel of God's children.
对弟兄姊妹，教会怎么样复兴的？第一个是个人的洁净。
So how a church can revive, it depends on four things. First is the cleansing of our personal life.
第二，侍奉的恢复，整体的侍奉。
And second, the restoration of the bodily service.
第三，就是对于神话语的认识。
And thirdly, is the understanding of God's word.
第四，就是福音的广传。
And fourth, is the spreading of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，当约西亚做王的时候，他就发现他走在一个非常恶劣的环境里面。
Now, when first Josiah was king, he found out he was in such a terrible situation.
因为他的祖父和他的父亲都不好好的侍奉神。
Because his grandfather and his father are no good at all.
他的祖父是马拉西，是犹大王朝里面出名的恶劣的一个。
His grandfather is a famous, notorious king.
亚门，他的父亲也不是很好的君王。
And his father is also not very good at all.
弟兄姊妹们，但他们做王的年龄非常长，因此以色列整个国家受了极大的影响。
But the two of them reign over Judah was for such a long time, so the whole nation is really down.
其实马拿西做王55年，而亚门做王20年，两年，我应该说在这57年里面，他们的影响非常大。
So total, it was about 57 years, and their influence is so great and deep.
他们的影响差不多把西西家的复兴所带来的祝福完全除掉。
And it almost completely wiped out the revival that was brought in by Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹们，当这个君王约西亚登基时只有八岁。
So when this young king Josiah first become king, he was only 8.
我们圣经也读过另外一个小的王子约阿施，他即位他登基时才七岁。
And we also realize that there's another very very young king when he's Joash was only 7 when he became king.
但是圣经里面记载，约阿施做王的时候，耶和耶大帮助他，那是一个伟大的祭司。
But when Joash was a king, there's a great Jehoiada helped him a great deal.
这里却没有告诉我们是谁帮助约西亚从小就立定心志寻求主。
But here in this case, it was not mentioned who was there that helped this young king to pursue after the Lord.
但是圣经里面有一个简单的原则。
But there's a very simple principle behind it.
本来在母亲节时我们应该讲这个信息。
We should have taught this message in the Mother's Day.
因为圣经里面给我们看见所有君王他背后属灵的影响和教导是从母亲来的。
Because we can see that all the good kings, that was also, there's always a good mother behind him.
父亲他的君王可能是一个榜样。
Now the father, king may be an example.
那个君王如果好的话榜样就好。
If that king is good, he sets a good example.
如果榜样不好那也就没有办法。
What if there is a bad example, then you can't do anything about it.
但是一个补救呢就是在家里面母亲给他的帮助。
But the remedy will be upon the mother.
所以每一位姊妹在神的面前对于神而对于你的儿女的属灵教育应该是不能放松的责任。
So every single mother before the Lord that we have this responsibility that we cannot just let go.
约西亚做王到了第八年开始寻求神。
Now on the 8th year that he started to pursue the Lord.
已经进入16岁了，他有自主的决定和自主的能力。
Now he's already 16.That he can really independently make a lot of decisions.
如果他的父母亲曾经给他好的影响，他应当继续下去。
Now if his mother gave him a good influence, then he should be now good.
如果他的父母没有给他好的影响，他也能自主在神的面前，从神的话语里面得到帮助，得到学习，而成为一个好的君王。
Now if he did not receive any good teachings from the parents, at that time he can still independently seeking the Lord.
约西亚为什么能够这样尽心竭力的侍奉神？一方面是神的恩典。
How come Josiah can search after the Lord in such a situation? First of all, it's the grace of God.
一方面是他自己在神面前所蒙的祝福。
Secondly, is also the blessing he received from the Lord.
因为弟兄姊妹，当他到十二年的时候，就是他已经二十岁的时候，开始洁净犹大全地跟耶路撒冷。
Now, after 12th year, he started to cleanse the whole place, the whole nation.
圣经里面记载了他清除偶像的程度，一方面很好，清除那些偶像。
Now, when he was about the recording of his removing of all the idol, of course, first of all, it's very good that all the idol was removed.
但是当我们后人来读的时候，我们也不得不感叹。
But then, when we really read into it, then we have to feel sorry.
什么时候这些偶像一样一样的带到犹大家里？
Now, since when all these terrible idols, so many of them, were introduced into Judah?
列王记里面给我们看见至少十样的偶像。
Now, in the book of the Kings, we can see there are at least 10 different kind of idols.
十几种事情约西亚需要除去的。
And about 10 different things that Josiah has to totally destroy.
那我们回想一下犹大的君王什么时候他们把偶像带进来呢？
Now let's think back. Now since when all these idols were brought into the king, in the nation?
最早的时候我们想起所罗门的情形。
Now the earliest we are reminded is Solomon.
我想弟兄姊妹也都有记忆，当他夺取外邦女子的时候，就因为这些外邦妇女而敬拜他们的偶像。
Now we all realize that when Solomon got so many wives from the Gentiles, and then they brought in all the idols.
你如果打开列王记上二十四章，就看见亚斯他路也是他所敬拜的，基摩也是他所敬拜的，米勒东也是他所敬拜的。
Now, if you read 2 Kings chapter 22, then you realize all those names of the idols.
弟兄姊妹们，当神把所罗门的国位分成两个的时候，那个耶罗波安是北国的君王。
Now, when the Lord divided the whole Israel nation into two, the north was Jeroboam become their king.
神的意思原是要借着这些警告所罗门的后裔。
And actually, the Lord wanted to use all these situations to warn the South nation.
但是耶罗波安却更加自大，他以为他是神的祝福。
But that Jeroboam becoming even more puffed up because he thought that was he got the blessings from the gods.
亚西亚曾经对他做预言，你要得到十个支派作为以色列国。
Now when Isaiah prophesied before him, he said that you will take 10 tribes.From Israel to becoming your people.
但他做王时，他想到一件事情。
But when he was a king, he thought of something.
他想这些祭司和利未人如果一直去耶路撒冷敬拜，他自己的国位就不能稳定。
But he thought if those Levites and priests if they are continuing going down south to Jerusalem to worship, then his kingdom might not be so secure.
如果这些利未人往耶路撒冷去侍奉。说不定其他的支派也会跟着一起照着神所定规的律法一年三次要在耶路撒冷来过节。
Or maybe because of this Levites and priests went down to Jerusalem to worship, and all the rest of the people will follow three times a year and go to Jerusalem to worship.
所以他就开始在两个地方设立两个敬拜的中心。
So he started to set up two worship centers.
一个在北方叫做但。
One is in Dan.
一个就是在伯特利，靠近耶路撒冷不太远。
The other one is Bethel, which is very close to Jerusalem.
这样他的国民就不需要到耶路撒冷去敬。
And then so the people don't have to go to Jerusalem anymore.
那些真正靠着神的律法的祭司，他又不许他们侍奉。
Those who really want to follow the law of the Lord, then he stopped their service.
他立了两个金牛犊在那里来设立他的侍奉。
He even set up two golden calves there.
他不用正月十四号、十五号作为逾越节，他另外立一个节。
He even set up a different date of worship. Now, because of Jeroboam did this, he put the nation of Israel into great sin. Now, this is so serious that God has to send a prophet to come down to talk to them. And the 2 Kings 13, that the Lord sent prophets to talk directly to Jeroboam.
而他那个宣告里面最中心一件事情说，有一天这个坛要毁坏。
And the center of that proclamation is that one day this altar will be destroyed.
有一个大卫的子孙叫做约西亚要来接近这个地方。
There's a son of David whose name will be Josiah who will come and destroy this.
那弟兄姊妹，当耶罗波安听见这句话时，一点没有悔改。
Now when Jeroboam heard this, he's not repenting at all.
耶罗波安反而吩咐人把这先知抓下来。
And Jeroboam was trying to send people to capture that prophet.
当他手一伸的时候，忽然他的手枯干了。
When his fingers pointed and the whole hand was just withered.
耶罗波安一看这情形，知道神对他说话。
And then Jeroboam was very scared, and he knows that that is really from the Lord. So he begged this prophet to forgive him and to heal him. And so that prophet do that accordingly. But even after was being healed, he did not depart from his sin. Then we shall see that the God's children are, it's so hard for God's children to receive God's word. Now do you think that that prophet came in the name of the Lord? And then Jeroboam trying to invite us and that prophet to go back to have dinner with him. And then that prophet said, no, the Lord already warned me. I shall not dine with you and I shall not eat anything in this place of Bethel. So he went back. But then on the way, he met another old prophet. And that old prophet come to tempt him again. And he pretend and he lies about it. He said, oh, I'm also the Lord also spoke to me, and you shall come to our place and eat. But when they were just after they were eating, that old prophet was all of a sudden was moved by the Lord. And then he said, my brother, you did great wrong. So you shall never return to your grave. No wonder, right on the way, he was eaten up by the lion. Oh, I should say it was not eaten up by the lion, but would rather was killed by the lion. And the lion, after he killed that prophet, did not eat him up, but rather just stand next to the stand next to him. And his donkey was not also killed by the lion, but rather just standing beside him. Now this is totally out of ordinary. And this is definitely God's doing. Because then this old prophet realized that this God is really sending this prophet down, and so whatever he says will become true. So in other words, we can say that this prophet was witnessing the Lord's word using his own death. Now, what did this prophet say? He said that there will be a king whose name will be Josiah, who will come here to cleanse this place. Now, after King David, there was all kinds of kings coming up, but none of them was named Josiah. Now, I kind of try to memorize all the kings. But I'm not going to recite to you. But I just want to say that this king, his name is Josiah.
And then you say, then
you say, well, what's so strange about it? Because they know the situation, they know the prophecy, and so they probably will name one of the king that name in order to cleanse the place. No, it's not like that. Now you all know that the grandfather Manasseh and his father Amon, they are all very, very wicked kings. There's no way that they will name their grandchildren, their son, the name Josiah, in order for him to remove the idol. I think they would never dream that the name Josiah they gave to this child would just fulfill God's word. And Josiah himself didn't even know that. He just followed the Lord and followed the course, and that was what happened. But when he cut down all the pillars and everything, and when he actually destroyed the altar and burned the bones of human on those altars to destroy them,
当他把犹大各地的偶像除尽以后，就继续往北国，到以色列那里去除偶像。
And after he cleansed the whole land of Judah, he continued to went up north to cleanse that land also.
最后到了伯特利的坛那里。
And very lastly, he come to this Bethel.
这个坛是当初以色列君王把他的百姓偏引离正路的那一个罪魁祸首。
He come to Bethel, this very altar the King Jeroboam set up to lead the people out of God's will.
把那些拜偶像的坟墓都挖出来，把他们烧在坛上面，污秽那个坛。
He dug up all the graves of those who worshipped the idol and burned the bones on the altar.
把一切偶像都拆掉，都烧毁。
And he destroy all the idols and burn them and make them into ashes.
忽然看见山上面有一个墓碑。
And all of a sudden, when he turned around, he saw there's a grave up on the mountain.
他就问说，那个墓碑是那个碑上面写的是什么？
Then he asked, "No, whose grave is that?"
旁边人就说，那是一个先知，从犹大来的先知，来到伯利恒，做了这些事情，并且他预言他所要说的事情，今天就在你王约西亚身上应验了。
Then somebody told him, that is the grave of the prophet who precisely was sent by the Lord to come here to prophesy this very thing you're doing right now.
所以约西亚就说，好，不要动他的坟墓。
So Josiah said, okay, don't touch that grave.
也不要动跟他葬在一起那个老先知的坟墓。
And also do not touch the grave of that old prophet who is right next to it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看神的话是何等的准确，他的命令绝对不会改变。
So you see how precise our God's word and his command will never change.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。